Hey, this is your host, Rabbi Brian. I'm glad you're listening to this podcast. Today, we are talking with an evangelical Lutheran, and we'll find out the difference between the different Lutheran sects. We're going to find out, I do a lot of self-promotion in this one, but it's a really fun conversation. I'm so glad you're listening. Hi, Rabbi Brian here in post-production. I got so confused, I couldn't find my notes, and I had to have my guest introduce herself. Anyhow, let's take it from there.
I am Alisa Martin Rossi. I live in St. Louis. Let's see, what would you want to know about me other than I'm a mom of two, a wife of one, a daughter to several, and an ELCA Lutheran.
And an LCA Lutheran. Well, that's part of what I want to find out is my first question right off the bat, Alisa, is give us like in five sentences or less, and you don't have to do it exactly like that, but religious background, like are you in the faith you grew up in, and how did that work?
I am a cradle Lutheran. So I grew up in what was the LCA, the Lutheran Church of America, that then evolved into the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America. And I evolved with them about the same time. So I was baptized when I was—
Now you get every place there where there's that fork in the road, I'm gonna want a little bit of explanation, but go keep going on how you were telling it.
Okay, so I'm raised in the church. My mother was a Lutheran, her mom was a Lutheran, her mom's mom was a Lutheran, and so on, like the good, you know, I'm sure at Wittenberg, when Martin Luther was putting the theses up on the door, one of my relatives was there.
All right.
There's two really prominent Lutheran denominations, the Missouri Synod and the ELCA.
S-Y-N-O-D is?
S-Y-N-O-D, Synod. Yeah, it's
what,
like—
What does that word mean? S-Y-N-O-D, Synod. A synod is a council of a church, usually convened to decide an issue or doctrine, administration, or application. The word synod comes from the Greek, meaning assembly or meeting, and it's synonymous with the Latin word concilium, meaning council.
So Lutherans are all very similar, but the Missouri— Oh, time out.
Wait, they're determining beliefs. Okay, so that's like so foreign to my ears and people. It's like they're determining beliefs about what and for whom. Because as far as I am, is like, I get to choose my beliefs.
You do.
Okay.
Yes. So
what are they
and we
determining?
Do too, but I guess it's a guide. Would it be a guide? So Catholicism has a guide.
Yeah.
Methodists have a guide.
So it's what you should believe. So what are they, what's a recent thing that the Missouri governing body has been determining?
Well, let's go. I can only speak about the Evangelical Lutheran Church in
America.
That's
what you're
a part
right?
Okay. So welcoming to all.
She's being nice. What she doesn't want to say is the Missouri Synod does not allow gay folk in officially.
And the ELCA also ordains women.
The Missouri Synod does not ordain women?
Does not.
Are in the path to being ordained?
Well, I'm in the path to be a synodically authorized minister. It's a lay minister.
Okay.
But I actually will be in a ministry.
So that means you have a congregation?
I will. And I can serve those who need a pastor. So if somebody's going on a sabbatical or they're on medical leave and their congregation needs the help, then they can drop me in.
Okay, so in my ears, and I'm assuming to some other people, the word evangelical.
Things were said that I didn't want broadcast. So we're going to continue in a moment.
And most people in the evangelical Lutheran would be in the liberal end of the spectrum. Not to say that there aren't people who are in the Missouri Synod who are not equally liberal.
That's correct. That's correct.
My video went off. I promise I am still here.
That's okay. So I can't speak for everybody in the ELCA to be more liberal. But I can say that that is a movement, especially for justice for all. You know, I'm a firm believer in God created humankind in God's image.
Right.
And
right.
That's all humankind. That's all humankind. And that is what I believe the ELCA.
Okay, now, little like, hey, people have gone to war for these kind of differences. The
right.
Luther himself broke away from the Catholic Church, not in the friendliest of manners over some theological.
Oh, no, you're right. No, caused, yeah, really bad situations, yes.
Yeah, but.
For years, and it lasted for years.
Yeah, yeah. I found out, I didn't know this, but did you know what there's no nice way of saying it, what a fucking anti-Semite Luther was himself?
Yeah, that's what I've learned in my studies. And I seem to think, I keep saying, why is there a certain point that we're still holding him in such regard until you really look at some of his theology that passes through time? It passes through time.
Oh, good, good. And, can you tell us some of that
yumminess? It stands the test of time.
Right, because
yeah,
like we're
it stands
like,
the test of time.
Oh, it's about to get interesting because she thinks it goes well and I got other news for her.
Like Dr. Seuss is like, well, he did some racist things and like, so right. We should be, and Martin Luther right. did some, like, I might be misquoting him, but he pretty much said, if the Jews don't take to what I'm preaching, rip their esophaguses out and light their asses
he
on
He probably
fire.
Did. Yeah, you know what? He probably did. I don't. I'm
no,
not,
no, that's not. That's
I'm not
a,
really good at it.
I'm not that far off in my quote. That's,
good.
Like there was something good. About burn their esophagus and.
Well, it seems that Luther in 1543 published an entire book called On the Jews and Their Lies, where he calls Jews a base whoring people that are no people of God, and they boast of their lineage, and they must be accounted for as filth. They're filled of devil's feces, and they wallow like swine. He calls for Jews to be killed books burned. These Jews are not Jews, but devils incarnate who curse the Lord. Yeah, it's a little rough there.
Light their ass on fire. It was
good. Lord have mercy.
Yeah, because he thought, well, I finally came, but bygones be bygones,
right?
Dr. Seuss is still a brilliant author in my book, but so give me, what are the parts of Luther that got passed through the ages that are the yum yummy parts that we should all know?
So Luther stood by the Ten Commandments.
Okay, and which ones?
And then had a new one, but.
Okay, I'm just a pain in the ass. There is no list of Ten Commandments. There are lists of Ten Commandments. There's more than one list. Look it up. It's fascinating. The Bible doesn't have a numbering system, so it doesn't say which the ten are. It just gives a whole slew of commandments, and it's, I think, 14 or 15 verses long. And I often give a whole group the exercise. I say, all right, here's the verses. You tell me which are the 10. And it's pretty hard to figure them out.
Our 10 commandments, as they flow, honoring God, honoring parent, family, not using the Lord's name in vain, but boy, do I fail on that one all the time. I try hard, but I fail.
There's a difference in words. I'm going to forgive you on that one because I don't think
Thank
we're using
you.
The Lord's name in vain. And I was ordained as a rabbi. Then I went into teaching and I gristled at the fact.
What do you teach? What do you teach?
I taught algebra 2 mainly in high schools in Los Angeles and here in Portland. And I'm not doing that anymore. But when I started doing it, I was at a school where they referred to teachers by first name. And I was used to being Rabbi Brian or Rabbi Mayer or Rabbi at worst. And then I had these kids, high school kids, calling me Brian. And I was like,
wow,
that's gristling. And the chemistry teacher said, you know, there's a way of saying someone's name with respect, and there's a way of saying someone's name with disrespect. And they can say your name with the title and let you know you're an asshole.
What a brilliant thought.
And I think the same's with taking God's name in vain.
That is brilliant.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. Thank you. Gosh, I got absolved from a rabbi. This is monumental.
Wait, hold on. I think I might even have a certificate for you.
So I gave her a PDF of a share of absolution. And if you want one, go to rotb.org/absolution. They're free because I can't sell absolution. That seems kind of wrong. But there is a cost. And the cost is that you give up your guilt. If you're willing to give up your guilt, I'll send you one of these absolution certificates. They're beautiful. rotb.org/absolution.
Okay, so here next set of questions. Okay. Most troubling misconception about religion, you can do it in the Lutheran, the evangelical Lutheran, or any way you want, but what's the most troubling misconception people have about what you do?
I'm going to go back to, it's almost like a cookie cutter, that people believe that God-loving, Jesus-following people are all the same. And
interesting. Okay.
That if I say the word evangelical, because I saw it in your face, say the word evangelical, it took you directly into something that I am not.
Yeah.
So it's almost being cookie cuttered. I wear a cross. I mm-hmm. pray in public. I work with a group of adults that have been labeled as with developmental disabilities. And when I'm in public, I watch how people respond to them. And so one of my biggest pet peeves is that people use God for picking out what they don't like. You know, it's, I saw a cartoon and it was a church looking building, and it had men in dark suits, white faces, by the heater, very warm. On the outside of that building, it was snowing and cold. And although this cartoon represented one group of people, it could be anybody. It could be a migrant mother. It could be a single mother in St. Louis. It could be the transgender youth who's trying to find their way. It could be anybody.
Yeah.
So that's probably my biggest pet peeve right now, or the thing that worries me the most.
Yes.
That it is those who have been traditionally in power using God's name when that is not what God is about.
What's the thing about religion that you wish people knew that they just don't know? Like, if you could shine a light on something and show it to everyone and be like, hey, guys, this thing.
Love. God is love. God is, and it's that easy. I wear a bracelet, if I can plug somebody, the Love Is Project. The Love Is Project. And I wear it and I get so many comments, and I used to wear several, and then my daughter took one away from me, which is, I guess, what she's supposed to do. But that when we forget that God loves us, God comes to find us. Now, we can turn our back on God's grace. We can do that, but God is still going to be there. And one of the things that's most surprising, I struggle with, but most surprising for people to understand, is that God loves everyone, even the people I don't agree with, even the people who are acting horribly and putting children in cages and separating families. And God still loves them too. And that's it. And sometimes love means no. And sometimes love means I don't agree with you, and so change your way, or let's find another way to love people. But ultimately, it's all about love. And if we're not all about love, then we're not all about God.
And can you define love a little bit so that I know what it is? We can all use the word God, and we can use the word to mean different things. So God is love. I got two variables that need some definitions here.
Certainly. So I will stand by the New Testament from John, the wonderful Jewish man, John. And he quotes Jesus as saying, so now I give you a new commandment. It is to love one another as I loved you.
That's so, not the most famous quote from John. That's not the one the guy at the baseball stadium is holding up.
No. That one is, for God so loved the world God gave his only begotten son. Correct.
Yeah.
But this is my favorite because Jesus said,
let me see if I got it, that I give you a new commandment. It is to love each other as I have loved you.
Correct. And if you look at history, what did Jesus do?
That's what I'm about. That was my next question. So what was the qualities of Jesus's love that were to emulate?
So one of the things is Jesus didn't hang around with the high priests and the wealthy people. Jesus found the others.
Yeah, the lepers out. And the prostitutes and the sinners.
That's right. The sinners. Those that were viewed as the sinners and gave an ultimate sacrifice and collected the wages. So if wages are sin, the wages of sin are death, collected for me. Stole that from away from me so that I don't have to face it.
So that you can live in love.
That's correct. Oh, look at you. Very good.
Yeah, the rabbinic training comes in handy. There's a whole, and this is, you know, John Shelby Spong and Borg and others who say, if you really want to understand the New Testament, you need to learn how to read this like a Jew would read it.
You do. Yeah. Absolutely. And one of my best, I love going and listening to a rabbi talk about the New Testament. Oh, it just gives me such a new voice and a new vision of it.
Is this a good place for me to plug my 6-part series called This Rabbi on That Rabbi?
This is me in post-production. I think that's a great idea.
Seems like a great time for me to plug that. Yeah. Perfect. I did a series in conjunction with the people at Progressive Christianity, and it's called This Rabbi on That Rabbi. And it's Spong and Borg and Crossan in an easy to digest way.
That's exactly what we need. That's what we need who read the New Testament and sometimes scratch our heads and go,
I'll give you one of my favorite examples. It was where Jesus says, I am the path, I am the light. No one gets to God except through me. Mm-hmm. And people miss that it wasn't me. Jesus isn't talking about no one gets to God except through this guy.
Right.
Like Jesus just set up it's a mathematical analogy that I am A equals B, B equals C, then A equals C, that I am light and truth, and no one gets to God except through me, which is light and truth. He wasn't talking himself. It makes no sense at all.
No, that's right. That's absolutely right. Oh, good plug.
Yeah.
I will practice that.
Yeah, I think I will too.
Type into a search bar, This Rabbi on That Rabbi. I come up on the progressivechristianity.org website. It's a great program.
Anyhow, good. Any last thoughts or other things you want to add? You know, here's something you thought, I want to make sure to get this idea out there. And you didn't, and I didn't ask the right question to lead you to that.
So one of my passions is that, again, that humankind is created in God's image, and that includes those who may be labeled. And I understand labels, believe me, for school systems, for Medicare, for services, you have to have a label, right? So I am working with a group that have been labeled with developmental disabilities. Most of them are probably on the autism spectrum or living with some kind of a reverse thinking system, but they are faithful, they're faith-filled, they have so much joy, and we are going to be creating a rule of life. And I am going to include the meditation is magic, into their rule of life because they need calming techniques.
Hey, she did the plug that time. Meditation is Magic. It's a fantastic book. It's a graphic novel that I just released that week. If you think meditation is boring, and it is, and want a book that explains how to meditate, which isn't boring, it's actually a laugh out loud, it's a hilarious cartoon book where I explain to Dragon, little cartoon dragon, and Stallion, little cartoon horse, about mindfulness, meditation. It's a great book. Meditation is Magic. Ask for it at your local bookstore.
But it is edgy enough.
Yeah.
And it has grit. And these people need that grit to make it through every day when people are saying, "Oh, aren't you such a sweet kid?" When you're 25 years old. Yeah. So.
Yeah, that's got to be infuriating.
It is. It's tough. But they rise above it. They're joyful, boy. It's great. So anyway, that's my latest plug.
I thank you so much for being a part of this. And any last words you want to say to people?
Just to remember that God is love no matter what your theology is. Thank you for letting me be a part of it.
That's perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay,
best
my friend.
Best wishes. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.